Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Last week, Crooked Joe signed an executive order that is pro-invasion, pro-child trafficking, pro-woman trafficking, pro-human trafficking.
At a rally in Nevada, former President Donald Trump cited border and migration conspiracy theories when criticizing the executive order President Joe Biden signed limiting asylum claims. Trump also continued his anti-immigrant rhetoric and again spread misinformation about the January 6th rioters, many of whom he said he'd pardon. Recent polls show Trump may have a slight edge over Biden, though not the 12-point gap he claimed during the rally. Playing to his polling strength, Trump promised tax and spending cuts he says would reduce prices for consumers. Many economists say they would have the opposite effect. But in swing state Nevada, views of the economy matter. State Representative Howard Watts is touting Biden's accomplishments, such as the bipartisan infrastructure bill, help in building up the post-pandemic economy. And Watts says climate policy also matters in a state suffering from the weather.
On day one, President Biden rejoined the Paris Climate Agreement that Trump backed out of. Biden's taken over 320 climate actions during his time in office and put us on the path to cut climate pollution in half by the end of this decade.
Taking place under a Southwest heat dome, Trump's rally had to add medics for fear of heat stroke. Centrist Benny Gantz is resigning from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition war cabinet. He gave Netanyahu an ultimatum but says the prime minister failed to develop a workable post-war strategy for Gaza. Pending other defections, this leaves Netanyahu with a narrow majority reliant on far-right partners. Gantz has called for early elections, which Netanyahu will likely resist. Polls show Gantz could defeat Netanyahu. Though Trump and Biden are frontrunners for the presidency, Americans are unenthusiastic about either. Third-party presidential candidates range from the Green Party's Jill Stein, leftist Cornel West, anti-vaccine activist Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and libertarian Chase Oliver. Oliver is campaigning in part on a promise to weaken the executive branch by the end of his term.
Mine would be one that exercises the presidency within constitutional bounds, but also seeks to do things like balancing our budget at least, if we can't get it lower than that, and really making drastic changes to our priorities both at home and abroad in a way that respects the Constitution and the individual rights and civil liberties of all.
An Arizona bill aims to let state and local law enforcement arrest people suspected of illegally crossing from Mexico. What's known as the Secure the Border Act passed the Republican-controlled legislature and goes before voters in November. Critics charge that, like 2010's SB 1070, the law would lead to non-whites being stopped and asked to prove their citizenship. State Representative Lydia Hernandez says it puts immigrant families essential to Arizona's economy in jeopardy.
We contribute greatly to our Arizona economy, not only as consumers, but as producers of small businesses. Our Arizona international trade, commerce, and tourism is a trillion-dollar industry in our state.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.